Oh, Mr. Weller's here?
Okay.
Is he?
All right, hold on, folks.
Here we go. One bit of business and take care.
Back to item...
Eight, nine.
Item nine. Mr. Weller, can you come up, please?
How do you do?
How are you? Thanks for coming back.
Well, I came here at noon, everybody was gone, and I thought it was starting at one. And I missed my turn. I apologize.
That's all right.
Okay.
You're back. Not a problem. We had an individual show up in protest to your proposed pound net. And we'd just like to hear from you as to why here, why this location, what's this going to do for you?
My intentions are to move to Matthews. I like the area. I'm originally from Virginia Beach. I've taken up some oyster ground. I have a small gill net rig, and I was discussing it with some family, and that we thought we could give it a go, maybe to try to build a trap net. And this just area just appeared to me like it would possibly be a good area for a trap net.
Okay. Mr. Palmer.
Mr. Weller, have you gone out and viewed over any period of time this area to determine whether there's much in the way of recreation going on out there, water recreation?
I know that to the west that the 2,400 feet is a camping ground. As far as boating from there, I went there a few weeks back, and it appears that it has filled in. So I don't think they can launch out of there anymore. And the main channel, which I'm well north of, appears to be the only main thoroughfare for boating traffic. Now, if a boater is going north, I suppose up to the Piankatank, I would think that I would be well inshore of any major boat traffic there. The depth of water is about 15 feet.
Any other questions of Mr. Weller?
I will note, you know, if you recall some of the past history on these types of issues, where the commission has had concern is when the shore end of the net is very close to shore to the point where it would cut off, jet skiers or canoers, kayakers. And in those cases, we have directed the applicant to move his net further offshore. That seems to be taken care of,
right,
with a 2,400-foot distance, nearly a half a mile. In this case, any pound net is still an obstruction, but the law generally is pretty permissive. You know, it says you pay your license, you get the pound net. And unless, you know, it's always been, I think, staff's feeling that unless you're presented with a very significant amount of evidence that this is indeed a problem, you're inclined to grant the license. And, based on what I've heard from staff, I think we're in that situation here. It's my own view on it.
Yeah, I agree with you, Commissioner. It seems to me that, as he mentions, if that campground may in fact come back online, but their ability to wharf out is limited, that too seems to have been mitigated. And I don't see any traffic issues, and staff seems to indicate that there's no real issues of certainly porpoise use the whole entire bay, but it seems though the southern areas where they seem to strand themselves and pound nets, but not in this location. So I would make a motion to approve Mr. Weller's pound net.
Second that.
Seconded by Mr. Plumley. Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Okay.